Alex Goldberg is with me this morning. Alex has been rifling through the Sunday papers. What have you got for us?
Just a gloss over what most of the papers are saying. Maria Miller, the Culture Secretary, who made a statement this week in the House about her expenses scandal, didn't perform very well. Sunday Telegraph saying Miller must go. The Mail on Sunday saying sack her. And MPs can't be trusted on expenses, says the Sunday Times. All of them actually Tory-leaning newspapers, so I think Ms. Miller's days are probably numbered in her job, as David Cameron is urged to sack her. Would like to concentrate on a couple of other stories. We've just trailing ahead about Rwanda and its 20th anniversary. The Independent on Sunday has given Ban Ki-moon space in its comment pages. And Ban Ki-moon says, 20 years after Rwanda, our leaders risk letting it happen again. And he goes on to say, the world cannot claim to care about atrocities, then fail to provide means, financial and military, to stop them. So that's the Secretary General of the United Nations saying, we have to do something to stop genocide in the future, whether it be from Syria to the Central African Republic, two areas where he sees problems at the moment. I think we all do too. Going smoothly on, again on international, there are two elections. Both could be could change geopolitical issues. One is in Hungary, where the far-right Jobbik party risks displacing the Social Democrats in second place. Virulently anti-Semitic, virulently anti-Roma party. A lot of students in Surrey are from Hungary, and increasingly so coming over here. So hopefully things will pan out and not to go towards the far right, as far as I'm concerned. But more interestingly, perhaps in the Sunday Times, is a profile on page 25 of Narendra Modi. Narendra Modi is the head of the BJP, the Hindu Nationalist Party in India. And he seems to come from a more extremist party, but he's obviously very popular, riding high in the polls, and likely to be Indian Prime Minister in a week. I suggest people read the Sunday Times editorial. I know friends in Pakistan and Bangladesh are interested in the outcome of that, as well as those in India.
Right, so lots going on in the papers, and we have to mention the Grand National well. Just what the doctor's ordered, says the Mail on Sunday, and the Sunday Express, after the Grand National win for the retired GP-turned-trainer, Dr Richard Newland, shown celebrating on the front of the Sunday Telegraph, beneath a photograph of a somewhat downcast Mike Tyndall, whose horse trailed in seventh. The winning horse itself was ridden by a Sussex-based jockey, Leighton Aspel. A picture of him in the Sunday Times, pumping the air in celebration. I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more from him over the coming days on BBC Sussex.
Well done to him and the doctor.
Absolutely. It's just coming up to 7:30, so time now for the latest news headlines with Mike Buxton.